Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Or just follow us, or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Or unfollow us, which I do all day. Nick Allen with us.
Yo.
He tweets at Nick's Allens. We tweet at TNT Radio Empire. Check it out. Facebook's out there too. And the the podcast, be able to Stitcher, iTunes, TNT, RadioEmpire.com.
Try to help you out there.
Yeah, just you didn't know I was doing it. You
weren't sure where you were going.
Obviously, either was I. Either was I.
Podcast? Or I thought maybe you were going to talk about Alexa.
I'm getting longer naps and shorter night's sleep, and that's not the way I like it. That's not good. The longer naps are not good. But it's tough to get out of bed when it's cloudy and 8 feet of snow on the ground.
Yeah. It's perfect sleeping weather.
Exactly. You don't want to get the hell out of bed.
So the seasonal affective disorder is strong with this one?
When you wake up and you know there's 6 feet of snow on the ground, which there is, I'm exaggerating a little bit, and it's cold.
6 inches.
Yeah.
I don't know why I've been a little more motivated this week, but
I don't know.
I just have.
Yeah. Probably better not to question it. Just ride it out.
Yeah. It's going to end.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it will.
You start analyzing it might go away.
It's going to end.
It was on this date in 1984, you might remember where you were, when Apple Computer Incorporated unveiled its new Macintosh personal computer.
By the way, I think you'd be more bummed this week since your team's not playing in the Super Bowl.
You'd think that.
They were really close.
That really doesn't affect my life as much as it affects some people.
No, you're right, because you actually have a life.
Right, because I'm sure some people went into a deep depression as a result of the game.
We live amongst those people.
Yes,
when it comes to football.
Yeah, but you got the outcome you expected. You were a pessimistic fan, so you hadn't built yourself up.
Yeah, but not so much. I agree with Todd. I think that people always try to give us crap when our team loses right away. But legitimately, when the game was over, it doesn't matter to me. I got bills, family, life, work, stuff. You know. And a lot of people might have those, but it's still football, the only thing that matters to them. And we live in that part of the country when it comes to certain things. And I never got that.
Yeah. Now, would I have liked them to win? Sure. Yeah. I would have liked them to have won, but but they didn't.
Right.
Do you think they're ever going to?
That was not Packer fan, by the way.
Oh, I was a Chiefs fan too, because I've wondered the same thing about the Chiefs. Like, I got down. I still have Bills, family, kids, all that. But now I still, the football team I root for just sucks and is never going to win anything. I'm like, God, that too?
I think they have the right coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is an era where they probably have the best chance of winning.
I don't know. I think you need a coach with two good eyes. That Zimmer dude, he sees everything through one eye.
I think you'd be fine. That division's weak right now. You're fine, that division. Right.
You guys are funny, smart, good-looking, all-around fine people.
All right.
Who are you talking to?
You and everybody else.
Oh, wow.
In this room. Today's National Compliment Day. And I'm participating.
Does it say hollow compliment day?
No. It can be hollow.
It sounds like it.
There's no restriction.
As long as you say it.
Yeah. There's no restriction on it.
Right.
Yeah. And then you don't go back on it and say, no, I was just kidding. It's National Compliment Day.
That was nice. The good looking kind of threw it over the top.
Well, it's... To me, you are.
I'll take smart over all of them.
Sure.
But he's got a low bar when it comes to
The good looking,
how he likes his men.
That's where it became a little disingenuous.
Yeah.
No, that's just to me.
Yeah. He's not looking at Sarah Sanders over here, man. We're hot compared to her.
Yeah. Right, let's take our pants off.
Every one of us, right.
Well, he's got her on the TV in the background. Yeah. And then we contrast with that.
Yeah, he's got
I suppose we're good-looking guys.
Yeah. And we're smart. Yeah. She's not.
It's National Peanut Butter Day as well.
I love peanut butter.
That's a holiday at Todd's house.
He invites all the kids over.
And the dogs.
No, just the dogs.
Yeah. Just drop the dog off at the front door.
Neighborhood dogs, too, for that matter.
They make peanut powder. Have you seen this?
Oh, yeah. Powdered peanut butter?
Wouldn't that just make you cough?
No, you toss it like a smoothie.
Oh, that'd be great. I actually, you know, I put in my smoothies, peanut butter.
Oh, yeah.
And I just...
Well, they make it in powder form.
This mix
now.
Is easier.
Okay. That mix is fine.
It chops up a little easier.
Yeah. I think it's lower calorie, too.
Oh, probably is that. Yeah, probably is that. Yeah,
I got too much peanut.
I do like that flavor.
In that blender, it'll gum it right up.
It does. I just fill it with water, and somebody else takes care of that, and they bitch. I don't know who it is. Somebody in the house bitches. But I got into a smoothie kick where I started buying them at this place, the place called the Juice Stop. And I love this one. So I started making one at home, and it involves a big scoop of peanut butter.
Yep.
And it involves messing the blender up every freaking time, and involves me leaving the blender in the kitchen sink every time full of water. Well, I got to have the water in there to soak off the peanut butter. But I never see it again.
And you can't leave.
So I wonder why somebody's bitching.
That unit for the dogs to clean up, because it's the blades.
Oh, they'll lick the blades.
Blades are kind of sharp.
Yeah.
Yeah, dogs are dumb.
Plus, my dog's head wouldn't fit in there.
You can hear somebody bitching from the other room while you're sitting in the living room.
I know it is bitching, but I hear it all the time.
I'm not somebody's, sure who it is. I hear somebody complaining.
So you're right. I should get the peanut butter powder so the bitching ends.
Yes, it will.
I still might not clean it out, though.
Now it's got to soak.
Yeah, it's got to soak. And then if I'm not around when it's done soaking, is that my fault?
No.
Kind of.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Now, do you do this when you're
yes.
When you're done with the peanut butter?
Do I?
You know, because all the peanut butter that I get comes in plastic containers. So I will cut up the plastic container, because there's always that little bit you can't scrape out at the end.
Well, I'm not that poor, neither are you. So.
No, but then I give it to the dog.
Oh, see, I don't feed our dog peanut butter.
And they clean up the bottom of the peanut butter container.
Does it cut your thigh? You wipe it right on your thigh?
No.
If you cut up a plastic can, it's going to cut your thigh.
No, they actually take it into another room. I'm not involved in this at all.
Okay, all right. I thought so. You wipe a slice,
I merely give
piece
them
of plastic on your thigh, you're going to cut those things.
The container.
Oh, okay.
The bottom of the container. All right. But you got to cut it careful. So,
you don't cut your thigh?
They don't cut their tongues out.
Oh, and your tongue. Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
So there, National Peanut Butter Day.
When I got home last night, my house, there was like Rice Krispie treats, but they were with Frosted Flakes and peanut butter instead of Rice Krispie.
Oh, yeah. My God,
I'm going to be thinking about those all day after eating half the pan last night.
Would there be less bitching if you used the chunky peanut
Just
butter?
Just say no after less bitching.
I'm joking. This will
help. We're not participating in that one.
Well, I'll tell you what. I can guarantee you one thing in life right now is my wife is not listening to this show.
Oh.
Because that phone would be ringing, because I'm joking around here, obviously. Except for the bitching part.
We can call her.
No, we're not calling her. Shut up.
Oh, have you ever tried this?
You all nod your head when you said soak the blender with peanut butter. Yeah, that's what we all do.
I didn't see any nodding.
I never clean it.
I didn't see anything.
I don't clean it.
Katie's husband is a home brewer and uses the peanut powder to make his beer.
Yeah, I don't like peanut butter beer. It's horrible.
I've not tried. I'm willing to give it a try.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Yeah. So you always hear about the old people and their secret to longevity.
It's all crap.
Not this one. This,
it's all different.
Yeah,
why it's all crap.
No,
well, it's all different.
No, this guy's is right.
Okay. Well, we like this guy.
We like this
shot
guy.
Shot of whiskey and joint every day.
More.
Okay.
105-year-old gentleman, the secret to his longevity is his daily dose of whiskey.
Yes.
He's got whiskey in his tea every morning and two shots of grouse in a glass with lemonade every night, lemonade at night, and swears by it. Says one of his four children. Now, he's 105, so I imagine they're pretty old themselves. However, she said that if they've got a cold or anything, or if they ever did, he straight away gives us whiskey. That's his medicine, and it's not done him bad. But, I mean, I don't think he just started that.
They were younger at one point in time. You were allowed to get your kids drunk when you were his age at 20.
Well, just, you know, if they're not feeling good, here's a shot. Go to sleep. We'll talk to you when you wake up, see how you're feeling.
Imagine doing that now. Yeah, Roddy,
I can imagine
good.
It.
Do this shot of Jack, and then he's just hammered. He'll sleep it off. He's wasted.
Yeah, that was old-time NyQuil.
Yeah.
Yes, what's the difference in that and NyQuil?
Well, you're not hammered on NyQuil. You fall asleep with NyQuil. Alcohol, a shot of whiskey would hammer it.
Okay, maybe a whole shot would, but you can give him a partial shot.
Yeah. Dad, I'm feeling better. Yeah, you can't go to school.
No. you're drunk.
Yeah, that hangover is going to kick in third period, man.
You're drunk, son.
Right. Your son's a little groggy. He's hungover.
Right. So sugar with your water and whiskey with your tea.
Yes.
Well, those longevity stories drive me crazy because the news always usually report. They'll report those once in a while, but mainly report they worked hard and prayed to Jesus every morning. Well, and then somebody drank whiskey and said, suck at Jesus every night.
They did.
And he lives the same way. It's called genes and luck.
There's that.
Yeah, it is. But most of the reports that you hear
are the whiskey one.
Are never the teetotalers.
No, that's not.
We hear a lot of those.
It's more a little bit of whiskey. It's not teetotalers that much. You're right. It's always
you do hear
a little
that.
Bit.
Right. Never had any alcohol in her life.
Right.
That's why she lived to 107.
Still a virgin.
Hating
that kind of stuff.
Everything.
Yeah. Hating every freaking day of her life. Never been cracked. Never been drunk.
Okay, so more accurately, let me put it, those are never the stories that you report on.
Correct.
You don't tell us about the teetotaler.
There's a few of those, but it does seem to be like a little bit of sherry every morning. They always throw the alcohol in there.
Well, you can't go too far either way. Yeah. You know, you can't be a complete drunk, but you can't be you got to find that happy medium.
It's also genes and luck. A bus didn't hit you, and you avoided certain things because of your genes and you were lucky.
Right, and cigarettes. A lot of them... live that long because of the cigarettes.
Right. Yeah.
There's that.
Yeah.
Well, even with this guy, it's cool he drinks, but if you're like, hey, Grandpa, let's have another drink, it's like, nope, just two.
Yep.
Yeah. Can't have a third
one
drink.
In the morning, two at night.
Still a lot for 105, man.
That is the limit, isn't it?
I bet you he sleeps really nice. Yeah. Better than I do, I'm sure.
My grandpa's 80-something, drinks a lot. We just saw my uncle. My grandpa had been staying with my uncle. Grandpa drinks daily. Huh? Except my uncle was like, Dad, you might want to not drink so much. And he goes, Paul, if that's how it's going to be, I'm going to get up and get out of here right now.
Oh, yeah, I got no problem with that.
I'm going to say anything about my drinking, I'm leaving.
No, you're right. He's 80-some. He put his life in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't lecture me. I've been there. I'm done.
No, you're right.
Nah.
I love
that's
that.
How it's going to be.
Dad, you might want to slow down. He's like, oh, I'm out of here.
No. Just no.
We ain't going to hang out.
That's his
much.
Biggest decision of the day. Usually, he normally starts drinking around 4, but sometimes he'll be like, well, I think I might start around 3 today.
Okay.
Go for it, Grandpa.
Yeah. I could see that
in
the mid-80s, if I make it that far.
According to flight attendants, they say do not drink any drink on an airplane that uses water from the airplane's onboard water system.
Well, what is...
Coffee, tea.
Oh, yeah. I usually don't drink coffee on airplanes because I like to drink alcohol.
Yeah.
That's the same water that goes through the bathroom system.
Oh.
But they make coffee all the time. People drink coffee all the time.
Well, they say that flight attendant tells Business Insider flight attendants will not drink hot water on the plane. They will not drink plain coffee. They will not drink plain tea.
Thank you, Dr. Seuss.
Right. And if you want water... You get the bottle.
Get the
water.
Bottle.
You seen the latest LA to Vegas last night?
It's even funnier.
It's even funnier than the last two. There's so many great quick lines on that.
I'm really liking that show.
So am I. There's some hardcore stuff in there.
A physical education teacher.
Oh, this is great.
At an elementary school in Los Angeles. Stripped naked and chased nearby second graders and fifth graders.
Before you get excited, the physical education teacher was what sex?
He was a dude.
Yeah. Oh. That's not as cool.
It sounds like he's just crazy. It wasn't a sex thing. Go ahead.
A video taken by a construction worker passing the scene captured the unidentified teacher putting his pants back on. In the middle of the playground.
After a game of kickball?
Wow. This was at school?
at school, during school, kids outside, on the playground. He strips naked and starts to chase them.
So that's not okay.
X in the coffee or something. What happened?
Yeah, is there a name for that game?
Yeah.
No.
It's a game you don't want to
run screaming, yeah, right. I think might be the name.
Yeah. Run from flapping.
These parents were upset.
He was supposed to be helping them learn, you know, PE, run around and have fun. But he undressed and started chasing the kids while he was naked. And then the kids ducked and dodged and ran into some of the classrooms and, you know, got safe haven that way.
The guy could have hurt one of the children, whoever this man was, rolling around naked on the floor. And plus all the kids seeing his private parts. Very embarrassing. Very upset.
Say junk.
Yeah.
Say junk.
I hate physical education on indecent exposure day.
Yeah. I love there's no explanation.
No. You know? Ew, he naked.
That's the kid. He talked to the kid there.
He's chasing him.
I think he finally had it. He's an elementary school PE teacher. Yeah. I'm just done.
You stack those scooters.
I'm done.
Ew, he naked. And this included getting down on the ground and rolling around?
Apparently, yes.
Okay. How was school today?
Yeah.
Well, what happened was,
let me tell you.
Things were cool until about 2:30.
We're at recess, play a little kickball. Mr. Johnson whipped it out. Yeah.
That was when things got weird.
Naked dude, naked dude, naked dude.
That was the autistic kid in the corner saying that.
Yeah. Naked dude, naked dude, naked dude.
Ew, he naked.
Naked dude, naked
Ew,
dude,
he naked,
naked dude.
And he wasn't autistic before class.
No, he was quite disturbed.
They just let those kids go home for the rest of the day?
Yeah, don't bother. What'd you see, son?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing to see at home.
I had social studies right after that. Any questions? Yeah, why was the gym teacher running around, balls out, like chasing everybody?
This is also one of those families, if you have a family, people that grew up with like naked was bad.
Yes.
Then that kid is really freaked out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, my kids would have just laughed. Oh, my God, the teacher got naked. Whatever. But there are families that, you know, nobody's ever been naked anywhere. Yeah, when they're little, you can't do that.
And the construction worker didn't even try to stop it. Just passed by and filmed it.
Well, he's putting his pants back on at that point. Okay. What are you going to do? Right. He's putting his pants on.
He's finished.
Why was the gym teacher balls out at recess? That's a question I got for you. Yeah. I love that.
Just go home.
Yeah.
You're familiar with Stormy Daniels?
Oh, by the way, I checked out some of her work yesterday.
Yeah. How'd that go?
It ended like you thought it would.
Ah, good. Very good. So we all know the ending.
She's not my type in porn, but she's definitely hot. You know, the big blonde with the big fake boobs.
Right.
And not my type in porn, but she does some good work.
She's benefiting from the Trump bump right
now. Oh, big time.
Right.
If you just type in ST, it's Stormy Daniels.
Yep.
You know, they just they know right
away.
It's
the second time she's gotten the Trump bump.
Yep.
Right.
St. Louis Cardinals are pissed.
Yeah.
You know, she's got all kinds of gigs lined up now.
She does.
However, she had an appearance lined up at the Chateau nightclub in Las Vegas for this Friday, but the club canceled it. The gig coincided with the AVN Adult Entertainment Expo in town over the weekend. You'd think that that would go together. You'd have Stormy Daniels at your club while the AVNs are going on. However,
why did it get canceled?
Sources close to Stormy tell TMZ, rather, the club did not want the same media attention as the South Carolina strip club that Stormy performed in over the last weekend.
Why wouldn't you?
I don't know.
I think that would be good for business.
They disagree.
Maybe
there's something going on that they don't need anybody looking into.
Well, there's also a strip club in Vegas maybe doesn't need pub because they're always busy.
Well, and then
they shouldn't have hired her in the first place.
Right.
But if the AVNs are going on.
It's a natural tie-in.
There's probably
a zillion girls dancing naked.
400 other porn stars they can put in her spot.
Not an issue.
Oh, that's true.
But still.
That's the reason.
Yep.
They canceled her. We don't want the pub. What?
They're getting attention for that, too.
Yeah. Well, they have. And her Instagram account is back up and running. I know you care about
that.
Thank God. No nudity, though.
I wondered what
happened. We should call her Mulligan, because that's how she's being described by some evangelical leaders. that Trump got a mulligan.
Oh,
on
yeah.
That.
Like,
yeah.
She's
well,
the only
he's
one.
Changed since then.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's changed
yeah.
since then. He's yeah. a different man since then.
Yeah, of course he has. Right. Of course he
That's
has.
What I've heard.
Ask Melania about that. Next time you talk to her. All right.
I will.
Nick Allen and our buddy Austin Anderson are at the
88 Tactical on Friday and Saturday.
It's a gun range / bar in our city. Fine advertisers. Go see them this weekend. They're doing some comedy in the bar area, I take
yes.
it. Yeah. You better.
Right.
I like both you guys. I want you to be around.
Who you like for best anal in the ABNs?
Yes.
I have to do some research on that one. Yeah.
They're all worthy.
Yeah, they're all worthy. They're all worthy candidates.
Yeah, but something's wrong if crazy ass sluts doesn't win.
Good point. Just calling that doesn't mean it's that crazy.
That's right. Just because you put the name on the
yeah.
on the door doesn't mean that's exactly what it is. Yeah,
only their asses are crazy.
Yeah, a couple others that I think are pretty good, but I can't mention them here.
Understood.
The
comedian Josh Blue, Funny Bone this weekend. He'll be here tomorrow and on Thursday. We're tweeting
tomorrow
that to
Thursday.
You. Tomorrow and Friday, sorry. We are tweeting that TNT Radio Empire. The podcast is available on Stitcher, iTunes. Shut up.
No kidding.
Shut up.
Ryan Don't bother tomorrow. Him. Yeah. He's on a roll.
Ryan leaves tomorrow, too.
Who?
Ryan Leaf.
I left something to sing for you, puss. It's soaking. Take care of it. And Ryan Leaf tomorrow, right? Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, kid.
The Todd and Tyler Radio Empire is copyright 2018 Scripps Media Incorporated. All rights reserved.